Consumer Watch with Wendy Nolan on East Coast Breakfast.
How's it, Wendy?
Hello, Darren.
So it's how not to buy a puppy show.
Well, yes, that and mainly how to avoid being ripped off when you go online to buy anything, actually, because sadly, e-fraud is growing as fast as e-commerce. Mm-hmm. So while you may be thinking there's no way I would ever fall for that puppy scam, because that's not the way I'm going to buy a puppy or whatever, you may go online to buy something else, a football jersey maybe, Darren, or a camera, and end up unwittingly transferring money into a fraudster's account. So a lot of the red flags in this scam story will apply to other online scams. Okay, so here's Susan Parrish of the Berea's story, which happened just last week, that public holiday Monday. Mm-hmm. Her husband Russell had been doing some internet research into buying a French bulldog puppy without telling the rest of the family. So many email exchanges with the so-called puppy owner later. She gave her name as Chantel, and she claimed to be based in the Northern Cape. They agreed that he'd pay $2,500 for the pup via a voucher at PEP, and she'd fly the little thing to Durban. Okay. So Russell then left on a business trip, and he told Susan to look out for an email from Chantel confirming the flight details. Problem number one, money was paid and no flight details or anything arranged at that point. Mm-hmm. Instead, she got an email from so-called Eagle One courier saying that they had the puppy, but there was a problem. The crate wasn't acceptable, and the couple now needed to pay another 3,000 rand for a temperature-controlled crate, which they said 2,950 of which would be refunded to them on its return. Russell smelt a rat. He said, no way.
He said to me, no, he's not paying any more money. Forget it. Send her the banking details. The dog is no longer. So I said, oh, come on, we can't do this. everyone is so excited, and I'll make a plan.
You see how the scam works.
Sounds like a very clever scam.
Yeah, very emotional. Yeah. Because she's picturing this little pup stranded at the airport in the wrong crate, and, you know, it's really emotional blackmail.
I didn't think at the time that that was an unnecessary request. You know, they were just playing on our emotions, and we were thinking with our heart and not our head at the time.
So you can guess what happened next.
Yeah. So I ran around like a mad woman. Did all of that, paid the 3,000, came back to the office, phoned them both, told them that I've done it. They said, give me 20 minutes, we'll send you the details. 20 minutes came and went, phoned both their phone numbers, the phones are off. There was never, ever a puppy.
Oh, my word.
Awful sinking realization. Yeah. And they've never been able to get hold of that Chantel and her sidekick, Robert, again.
We were gutted. It was like we had a death in the family. Russ felt awful. His intention was to bring happiness and enjoyment to the family. And here some sick people came and stole our money and our happiness. We were both so angry with ourselves that we had both fallen into a trap. It was a double whammy. We were clearly not as streetwise as we thought we were, and someone was more clever than us on that day.
Happens to many. So I decided that I would pose as a would-be French bulldog buyer and go looking to engage with a fraudster online. This was very interesting, and we'll talk about that in a little bit.
Okay.
Darren, Kerry and Sky, East Coast Breakfast.
Let's continue with Consumer Watch.
Consumer Watch with Wendy Nolan on East Coast Breakfast.
So Wendy, how long did it take you to hook a fraudster online selling fake puppies?
Less time than it took Harry Styles to sing that song.
That'd be knocking Harry.
My first try.
First bite.
Yeah, I put want to buy a French bulldog into a Google search. It spat out quite a few adverts. I had a look. Found one with the typical scam red flags, overuse of capital letters, lots of photos, inappropriately flowery language.
Are you going for flowery language?
Flowery language.
Yeah.
And a too cheap price.
Yeah.
So they asked for 5,850 rand for the pup, including the flight home, in the care of a pet specialist, if you don't mind.
Goodness
Complete
me.
Overkill. Ryan, the seller, said he lived in Heidelberg, and he gave me an address, physical address, saying I could pop in and see the puppies. So I asked a lot of questions on based on that response, which I don't think people do.
Yeah.
Are you a breeder? Please send me a photo of the relevant page of the vet book showing the shots. Mm. Please explain, what do you mean by a health guarantee? What is a pedigree and puppy kit? What sort of crate is that pup transported in? Does the 5-8 include the crate? Which pet delivery agency do you use? He claims use on which airline? Who pays for the pet health specialist? Mm. Blah, blah, blah. I didn't get answers. I got answers to a few other things, so I asked again, and I never heard from Ryan again.
Oh.
Okay, so I also did a lot of other things. I put the Heidelberg address into Google Earth. Very good tip, this.
Yeah.
And it became very clear very soon that the house I could see in the dozen or so beautiful photos of the pups was not a fit for that neighborhood at all. That was never going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
I then put the pictures of the puppies into tineye.com. We're going to put this on the blog.
What is
which
that?
Which searches the web for images, billions of them.
Huh.
And I got a hit on an Italian classified site going back to 2011. Say no more. But,
jeez.
So here's the advice. If you really, really must buy something from an individual or business you've never heard of online, well, I'd say don't. But if you really must,
yeah.
Anyone other than the big, well-established online retailers, read their responses very, very carefully and ask a lot of questions,
mm-hmm.
and for photos backing up what they're saying.
So, because if you're about to fork out 5, 6, 7, 10,000
yeah.
rand, you are entitled to ask a couple of questions,
exactly.
and you should get those answers.
Exactly. And this Googling and doing the tineye search on pictures also applies if you are talking to someone on some dating site, by the way.
Oh.
If they don't respond to your specific questions, and then they disengage when you push, know that you've dodged a bullet. And if they do respond, check out everything they tell you. Google Earth, as I say, Google Earth, Tinder, etc. And then put their names into a search engine and the word scam after it. Any specific details they give you, and you'll undoubtedly find some hits.
Wow.
So whatever you're buying, and believe me, whatever it is, there is someone, probably many of them, pretending to sell it. So I've heard from people who've been scammed buying everything from a consignment of ostrich feathers, I kid you not, that niche, to a generator.
Yeah.
So just as the internet empowers them to defraud the unwary, so should it empower us to spot them before they catch us.
Perfect. All of these questions that can be asked, all of the sites that you will search for are on the blog. It doesn't matter what you're buying, anything from a puppy to a pawpaw.
Do your homework. Yeah, it's very easy with the internet.
Yes.
Yes.
Fabulous. And that's on the internet, online, on ecr.co.za. Thank you, Wendy.
Thanks, Darren. Darren, Kerry and Sky, East Coast Breakfast.